if you haven't experienced the wonderful change, you need to experience that. It's been a wonderful change. Oh boy. You won't forget about that change that came over me. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to Ephesians. Not Ephesians, but Philippians. Philippians 3. Beginning at that 7th verse. We will discuss all the verses, but we're not getting through today, but before it's over. Philippians 3, 7 through 10. Philippians 3, 7 through 10. If you have it, say amen. It said, but what things was gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtly, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. And to be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. The 10th verse, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made comfortable unto his death. These one or two verses we're going to start off with. And what got my attention through the Spirit, that I may know him. That I may know him. Number one, that I may know him. I know a lot of folks, but I want to know him. I want to know him. I want to know him. This was Paul's greatest desire in his life, was to know Christ and experience his personal fellowship, to know him. I want to know him. Why, Paul? His ways are so different from our ways. I want to know him. I want to know him. Boy, boy, boy. I'm happy already. I'm getting happy mighty quick. I was happy before I got here. If your salvation can't make you happy at home, it can't make you happy at church. I want to know him. Something about knowing him. Something about knowing him. He's somebody to know. He's somebody to know. His ways are different. He got some strange ways. Strange ways. His ways are so strange until you can't comprehend them except you know him. You got to know him. If you don't know him and get watching his ways and trying to do his ways, you ain't gonna make it. That's when you got to know his ways, where you can know I'm doing right. Watch him, watch him, watch him. Came all the way from him. Brought a brand new doctrine in the world. And turned the world upside down. With just a little L-O-V-E love. I want to know his ways. I want to know, Sister Cook, how you can love enemies. Enemies. His ways are different. And he come here saying, you have heard and have been said. Love your neighbor but hate your enemy. But I say, I want to know what he's saying. I want to know him. Why and how he can put up with us. How he can put up with folks who can't stand him. How he can put up with folks who want to kill him. And yet still he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I want to know who gives you the power to love folks who hate you. I want to know. Is that what I want to know? I found out your ways are different from mine. And your thoughts are different. And I want to know how in the world you can come all the way down here and die for folks who can't stand you. And still feed your enemy. Ordinarily, you can't do this on your own. And since Paul had that wonderful change that came over him, now I want to know more about this thing. There's something else behind this thing, huh? Because he come here saying, you have heard. And you've been taught. You've been taught that. That if your enemy kill your cat, you kill his dog. That's right, Sister Bill. If your enemy tell a lie on you, you go back and tell a lie on him. If the enemy dig a ditch for you, you dig one for him. But I say, Paul said, your ways are so different here. I want to know how in the world you go through with this. You can't do it on your own. You got to know him. And my brother and sister, that's what the message is all about. Just being saved, it ought to be the most trust you ought to go after. It's good to be born again. That's the best thing that a man can happen to him. But he needs to find out about this salvation. We get too satisfied because we can read three verses in the Bible. We get too satisfied just because we come to church. But there is some hell raisers everywhere you're going. And if you don't know what you're going through with, you'll stop following Jesus. And Paul said, first give me hell. And I want to know what to do. That same power that carried you through. I know if it's carrying you through, it'll carry me through. But that means I want to know him. Oh, I want to know him. I want to know him. I heard about and I read about, because I was a Pharisee. I read about Daniel in the lion's den. I heard about Hebrew boys in the fire furnace. I heard about Ezekiel. I read about Ezekiel. Because I'm a Pharisee. I know the law. And I read about Daniel. I read about all them fellows. I read about Moses and Joshua. All them fellows. But them are great men.
Them was great men. Thank God for all of them. But them men are dead.
Well,
their body is still in the grave. But I ran upon another man. His name Jesus. And when I ran upon him, I didn't one time believe in there was a Jesus. They claimed that he died. Just like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Moses, all of them. They claimed that he died, but something else happened to this fella here. And but one day I met him. Boy, if I had to preach, I'd shout, it's your time to get out of here. I heard about him. I heard about him. How folks talked about him. I hate him. I hate him so bad I want to kill him myself. I want to erase the Christian race off the earth. But I met him. I met him. Let me shout. Have you met him? I said, have you met him? When you meet him, you can't be a slave to save your life. I said, when you meet him. Watch him now. Watch him. He hates Christians. Paul couldn't stand Christians. Paul couldn't stand Jesus. But he met him. Sometimes you hate folks you never saw them before. You ought to meet the folks sometime. And some your friend don't like them. You ought to meet them for yourself sometime. And Paul said, I heard that he died. And folk were telling lies, Sister Lamb, that he got up. I didn't believe all that stuff. But since I met him, I wasn't there either. That's strange, Paul. I wasn't there. You wasn't there. Paul said, I wasn't there. I heard that he rose on the third day after being buried. I heard that he rose the third day. But when I met him, he did get up. It got to be in your spirit. I wasn't there, but I declare when you meet Jesus, I declare, I don't know how it happened, you just know he is alive. Abraham dead, still in the ground. His body still there. Moses' body still there. But where Jesus' body? Paul said he is alive. What got him up? I want to know the power of his resurrection. How in the world he got up? And my brothers and sisters, I declare, Lord have mercy. When you meet Jesus, oh, ain't nobody, listen to me, ain't nobody gonna make you doubt that he's not alive. You'll die before you deny it. I declare you'll die. I wasn't there, but I declare all this Sunday morning. He got up. I declare he's alive. You just got to meet him right. You can't just casually meet him. How you doing, Jesus? No! You got to meet him. It got to be a personal experience. And Paul said, all the hell I done gave him, now I done met him. It is true. And I'm with Paul. How many of us wait for? How many of us wait for? Don't play with me now. Don't fool me now. Don't fool me. And he's alive. And he's alive. We won't die, but he is alive. I didn't see him get up, but he got up in my soul. What Sunday evening? Don't you let nobody fool you. He got up. And Paul said, I want to know him. I want to know about this man named Jesus. Notice, he didn't say, I want to know Daniel. All these great men, they ain't knowing nobody. He said about, I want to know Solomon, David, I want to know him. Him. I was a bad fellow. Listen to him. I persecuted the church. I hate Christians. That's when you can't mark folks off yet. Their name may be in the Lamb Book of Life. Who thought Paul would go to heaven? This man killed Christians. Folks was afraid of it. Preachers was afraid of it. Because he's going to ask you, he'll stone you, whatever he's going to do. He was danger to Christians. Even Ananias, close to God, he was afraid of him. But Jesus told him, he's praying now. Oh, have mercy. He ain't what he used to be. When God told Ananias, he's going to come down and he's blind. I want you to put your hand on him where the eyes can come home. Ananias, I heard about that man. That's a danger man. She said, don't worry about it. I done something to him. Some of these bad jokers, he hadn't met Jesus yet. If you meet Jesus, he'll make you like a lamb. If he can change Paul, he can change anybody. Because Paul said, I was the chief of sinners. I don't care if you're the chief. I don't care if you're next to the chief. If you meet Jesus and he do something to you, you'll be like a lamb. And when you see folk mean and low down, they ain't met Jesus yet. I said mean and low down. They haven't met the Jesus that I know. They haven't met the Jesus that you know yet. God can change anybody. You haven't met him yet. You ain't gonna fool me. You haven't met him yet. And Paul was a mean joker. He called himself, oh boy. He was so bad, he was well known. And he said, I believe I go down to Damascus. And I'm going down there and kill up some Christians. But I better get some license first from the chief priestess, because I got a right to go get them. Because they own the church. They own the synagogue. And I won't make sure if they get me, I show my license. I show my badge that I come to get them. And he got a group of folks to go with him. He was mean. And when he got so far, God let him go in the midst of the day. When the sun is at its brightness. The sun at 12 o'clock, Moses, at its brightness. And God got in front of the sun. Watch it now. The sun is already bright. But the brightness what knocked him off his beast or knocked him to the ground. See, Jesus got in front of the S-U-E because he the S-O-N. And when he got in front of the S-U-N, the S-U-N starts shining. And then when he starts shining, Paul fell to the ground. He had license. But God got him before he got down to the master. He had master and God. Could I put it like this, y'all? God arrested him. God arrested him. He had the wrong license from the wrong somebody. He didn't go to the right person to get license. And when he met Jesus, just the brightness of him knocked him down. Heard a voice. Nobody heard that voice but him. But they saw when he hit the ground. And when he fell on that ground, the Lord spoke to him. Told him, why do you keep on picking on me? Let me tell y'all something. You'll never win fighting the church. That means Paul said, I'm the chief of sinner because I fought the church. If you fight the church, you're a chief sinner. Since he already got the chief, little warriors ought to fall in line. See, he's a chief sinner. And God arrested him, knocked him to his feet, knocked him down on the ground. Why do you keep on picking on me? I'm the one wake you up every morning. I'm the one start you on your way. What I've done to you? What you keep hitting on me for? Did you not know you can't win? Did you not know it's hard to kick against a prick? That prick is a sharp object. That prick is like a nail. Kick it one time. You ain't gonna kick no more. It's hard to kick against the prick. It's hard to win fighting me. You'll never win fighting me because my race has already been fought. Can't nobody beat Jesus. There's nobody like Jesus. I'm glad I'm on his side. Ain't you glad you're on his side? We ain't trying to win no race. The race already been won. The battle already been fought. Jesus picked me and put me on his side. Why you keep on hitting on me? It's hard to kick against the prick. Lord, who are thou? Who are you? I messed some bad jokes, but who you are? Don't nobody hit on me. I'm just putting it like this, y'all. You know, don't nobody. I don't know what's in the main mind, but I know he hit the ground. Don't nobody. I know a lot of things were going through his mind. Who in the world is this? Because he said, Lord, Lord. Lord, Lord. He recognized God. When you meet God, you recognize who you met. Some old folks say, I know the day, and I know the hour. Then they say that, yo. I know the day, and I know the hour. When you meet Jesus, really meet him, you'll never forget him. You'll never forget. When you meet Jesus, really meet him, you'll never forget Jesus. It'd be a change. To be a change, a wonderful change that come over you after you meet Jesus. He said, I'm God. Who are you? I'm God. I'm God. Keep on picking on me. Say, now go on down yonder to the master. Watch this now. This is very important. Go on down there. Look now. God, if you bad, he don't take the badness out you. He said, put gentleness where bad is. All right. He take the meanness out you. But boldness is still there. But he just changed your attitude. See, sometimes folks, God, when he saved me, he turned me all the way around. You ain't got to go all the way around. You can go right on where you were going. Ain't that right, y'all? See, if you're going to the night spot, you plan on having a phone. Or you plan on having a ball that night. But if you stop and meet Jesus on your way, he may tell you, go on down there. They're looking for you to do all that drunk and get drunk. But you get down there and get to preaching Jesus, 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 Jesus. That's what happened to Paul. That's what happened to Paul. See, God changed your nature. He get that bulldog nature out you and put a lamb nature in you. He get that mean, vast stuff out you. And then put a lamb type nature in you. Go on down there where you was going. You ain't got to change. That's what happened. Folks ought to see a change. And I know folks don't like when you say change. This is what it's all about, folks. A change. What Jesus come here for? He come to change us. That's when Paul said, I want to know more about him, that I may know him. I want to know the one that stopped me. I want to know the one that knocked me down. I want to know the one that sent me down to the preacher house. I want to know the one that caused my eyes where I can't see. I want to know more about him. Yes, Daniel was good. Yes, Moses was good. But I met another man who's still alive. And my brother and sister, he's still alive. Right at this minute as I talk, he's still alive. Thank God for Jesus. And Paul said, I want to know him. What was going on at this time? There was a lot going on, just like it is right now. It was many religious Jews at Philippi who was boasting about their heritage and their birthright. They were saying, we Jews and we Pharisees and we this, we that, we Hebrews, all the Hebrews. We're saying all of that. They were doing all that talking. They were thinking and they was teaching. The juveniles, they were thinking and they was teaching circumcision of the flesh that make them believers. No, that won't make you no believer. Because you cut the flesh does not make you a believer of Jesus Christ. Rather than the free gift of grace given by Jesus Christ. Simple faith. Not no work by cutting your flesh. That don't make you a believer. No. But the cutting in the heart. Spiritually. Cutting your heart. Cutting evil back. Cutting sin back. Spiritually. God works on the heart now and not on the flesh no more. By getting your flesh right, no, that doesn't save nobody. But the heart, spiritually now. And they were teaching this stuff. They were leading folks astray. They were leading folks to hell. And Paul was writing to this church, letting them know they ain't nothing but dogs. Paul called them dogs now. When folks lead folks to hell, they wasn't the dogs. They wasn't the wild, mean dogs. Because they're preaching the wrong doctrine. Now, this is very important. What done hurt so many lost folks? They think they can work their way to heaven. They feel like they can do something on their own. In other words, they got confidence in the flesh. And this is what Paul said, don't you have no confidence in your flesh. You can't do nothing on your own to get saved, but have faith in Jesus Christ. And this is what hurts so many unsaved folk. They feel like if I do good work, that get me to heaven. No, that's wrong teaching. No. If I come to church, that's put me in the kingdom. No, the devil was sleeping kingdom in. Because we stay in churches. Well, that don't get you there. No. If I give sisters and brothers who poor some food, that don't get you there. If I sing in the choir, that don't get you there. If I'm in the pulpit, these things don't get you there. Look what Paul trying to get straightened out here. No, there's something else you got to do. That means you don't just be satisfied of just being saved because folks will lead you astray. You better know this book for your own self. Just like it was in those days, the same thing happening right now. All kind of doctrine out there will lead you astray when you don't know about Jesus. You can be so religious and still lost. Because you depend upon your what? You depend upon working for the Lord. Not like that, no. You ain't trying to work to be saved. You working because you are saved. Now watch how simple it is. I know you hear this all the time. But watch. But folks still don't believe. There's some folks right now don't believe in Jesus Christ. They haven't given their life. Right now, as I speak, somebody in right now haven't given their life to Christ. Because the devil got them blind. He don't want them to see the simple way of being saved. I believe from the depths of my heart, if you can buy salvation, if it costs $500, most everybody go to hell. That's right. Everybody go to hell. But you can't buy. You can't earn your way there. Hallelujah. Now watch how simple it is. Get your Bible. Look at Ephesians 2 and 8. Bless his holy name. Ephesians 2 and 8. Ephesians 2 and 8. Read it for me.
For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Y'all see that now? See, what is what about? Yes, it's by what? Faith. By faith. See, watch. It's by faith. I'm got to have faith. You can't see faith. You got to believe. You got to believe this book here. You got to believe. Faith. I got faith. Now watch faith. What is faith? Faith is something hope for. Evidence of pain. Now see. All right. Now, faith. I'm finna sit in this chair. Make it simple. I want to. I'm finna sit down in this chair. Boom. Watch it now. That's faith.
All right.
I got faith that chair will hold me up. See, I didn't come in and do like this. See, you know, I didn't come check it out. Do nothing. I just bought down, do like this. Faith. I got faith. Just like you come sit on that bench. Boom. You could have broke your neck, anything. But you have what? Faith. That pew gon' what? Hold you up. That's faith in your car. We drive 50, 60, 70, 80, sometimes 100 miles an hour. Got faith in that car. That thing can blow up any time. But we got faith in it. I mean, we just drive just a half in. Come by me, boop, 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 blow at me, keep on going. And all that kind of stuff. But you got what? Faith. That's faith in that car. Faith in that car. That's faith. Now watch. How do you go to heaven? Have faith in God. We save by faith through by grace through faith. But I'm got to have faith first. If I'm saved by grace, not of myself. I didn't work for it. I ain't doing nothing for it. It's a free gift that God gave every man who wanted it. So now, if I want grace, I'm got to reach at it through what? Faith. If I want this Bible, I'm got to go over there and get it. If I want to be saved, I'm got to have faith. I'm got to believe what God said. What he said? He said, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. If I can believe it in my heart, that faith, if I confess it with my mouth, then I am saved. I'm genuine saved. Because both of them cooperating together. I believe with my heart. I'm confessing with my mouth. They're agreeing together. I'm saved.
Right.
You saved. I don't care how you feel, you saved. I don't care if a boy come tell you, you ain't saved. You saved. The Bible, you got to have confidence in God's word. Anybody here lost? That's how simple it is to be saved. You can't work your way. You can't do nothing good to get you there. You can get to the poor all your life. I mean, beating the dollar and still die and go to hell. It's something you got to do yourself. And these folk were teaching that you have to be cut. Circumcision. They were preaching that. They were preaching that's what the old law back in that day. But now, God cut the heart now. In the spirit, he cutting back some more kind of skin now. He cutting the skin of hate and sin and evil stuff. That's what he cutting back now. In the heart. See, it's a spiritual thing now. And not a fleshly thing now. You can't do nothing in the flesh to get saved. Jesus got it so simple. And he got it so plain. By grace we are saved through faith. And their doctrine on salvation was incomplete and it was corruptible. It was corruptible. The doctrine of salvation was corrupted. I said there, on their side, they were preaching the wrong thing. And my brothers and sisters, we got to listen to Paul. Now look what Paul said after he had met Jesus and talking to these Philippians at this church. Look at Philippians 3:1 now. Look at 1. 3, same chapter, but 1 through the 3rd verse. Look what Paul said. Philippians 3, our same subject, our same verses, and look what 1 through 3 said. Read it.
Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord.
God Almighty.
To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe.
God Almighty.
Beware of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Beware of evil workers.
Okay, hold right there. Hold right there. Just hold right there. Finally, my brother, rejoice in the Lord. Have full joy of your salvation. Regardless of what folk may say, regardless of what kind of doctrine may come out, you have full joy. Rejoice where? In the Lord. Because you're saved. You're on a solid foundation. Have joy and rejoice. See, old folk had joy way back on. So if we had joy, we got joy when we met Jesus. We got real joy when we met Jesus. And right now, years and past, we still rejoicing off the joy. You can rejoice off that joy you got 50 years ago. It's still alive. That means you can rejoice on it because Jesus Christ is still alive. I don't care what you hear, what folks are saying, what folks are doing, what books are being written. You just rejoice in the Lord. In other words, don't you let nobody take your Jesus. Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. And sometimes, and Paul said, I will be thankful to you and write him again. He said, now, to me indeed it's not grievous. What are you trying to say? I'm doing this. You may call it grievous, but you may get tired of it. He said, but I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you. See, the word of God is our safeguard. And that's what it's all about, y'all. We got to help the folks. That's what the pastor's all about. He got to be concerned for the souls of the folks. And we don't want to talk about false preachers. They are there.
Yes, sir.
We can ignore it all we want. They leading folk to hell going and coming. But folks want to ignore it. But all the religion the same. Them lies. All no religion, not no same. Stop letting folk mess you up. Ain't but one true religion. It's not too much of a religion. It's a person. Christianity is living another person's life. The same thing will happen then is happening right now. And that pastor job, that preacher job, is to let you be aware. Let you know everybody say, hallelujah, don't know Jesus. The Bible even said it. Jesus said it before he left him. Everybody that said, Lord, Lord, will not enter into the kingdom of God. But we take them things lightly. We pay them no attention. We think it's something to play with, but there's nothing to play with. You're dealing with your soul. And Paul said, it's not good for me to come tell you about these dogs. No. I'm going to tell you about them. Because I don't want you to die and go to hell. They don't care. That's why they don't anyway. And my job is to warn y'all. They out there. By the billions. False preachers, false prophets, false people. They out there. Don't you take it lightly. And that's greed, Paul. What greed Paul so bad, here I'm preaching the gospel, and we got a bunch over here saying there is no true Jesus. It's saying just to go to heaven. And you hear that everywhere you go. Here you now. Oh, damnation. Here you now. Don't got saved. You don't got saved. You know you gave your life to Jesus. You go to work, you just excited you can be. And you ran up on a false religion or somebody that got their own doctrine. And you tell them, God, I gave my life to Jesus. I'm so excited. I'm so excited about Jesus. I'm so excited. Now you need the Holy Ghost. See, that's false doctrine. When you get Jesus, you get the Holy Ghost. The Bible teaches us to be full of the Holy Ghost. Being full of the Holy Ghost is keeping His word. After you've been believed. After you're a believer. But now, here you just got saved and somebody said, now you got to find the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost already here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now you're discouraged. Comfort is gone. You got to, when you get Jesus, you're on your way to heaven. But now you got to do that call. I want to know about it. You got to learn about it. And that's what messed folks up. Because they don't know no better. See, they are warned. I just got through preaching that. How one going to come in and one going to stay out? How can you go to heaven? How come you can't go to heaven with Jesus? Jesus on his way there. And the Holy Ghost said, you ain't got me yet. The Father said, you got to come by me too. All that. See, that's confusing, folks. When you believe in Jesus, that's what you got to do. You got to have faith in God's word. Watch it now. Y'all got to listen to what I say. If a man believe in his heart, the Lord Jesus, and confess with the mouth that God raised Jesus from the dead, it said, thou shalt be saved. That's what you got to believe. And stop believing everything out there in the world. Believe the Bible. Believe the book. This your safeguard. Oh, boy. And Paul watching the folks. He called them dogs. Dirty dogs. Read that third verse.
For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit.
Yeah.
And rejoice in Christ Jesus.
Watch this now.
And have no confidence in the flesh.
You don't have confidence in the flesh. See, you don't depend on yourself to get to heaven. It's through Jesus Christ. And that's what those folks would, they depend upon their religion. How they feel and cutting up the flesh. No, that don't get you there. No. Oh, you can't go back in the Old Testament and live that kind of life. Also, Jesus gonna come here. He said, now we worship him in what? Spirit and in what? We got to worship him now in spirit and in truth. See, spirit. Spirit. Again, our heart is being circumcised. That's what heart is. See, cutting back. See, now he said, which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in your flesh. The Bible said, in all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct your path. You don't have to come listen to yourself. If you do, you're going to fall flat on your face. You can't keep yourself. You can't do nothing to get to heaven by yourself. I don't care what you do. You can't do nothing by yourself. You've got covetous in the flesh. If I work for the law, I know I'm going to heaven. No!
You've got to be born again. You can't have confidence. And that's when Paul said, don't you have no confidence in the flesh. They were bragging about it. They've done all that bragging. We this. We come from this. We come from that. And Paul said, now, if anybody can brag, it ought to be me. When you check me out, see what I will. But I found the right person. And that's what so many folks got to do. They got to find the right person. And if you're seeking, he'll show up. See, you can't go around and look for him and find him like this. It's, I found him. No. He'll show up because you're seeking him. He got to make himself visible to you. Not you just find him. No. If you seek him, that means in the spirit, I show up. Not the matter you don't find him. I found you. No, not that kind. I show up because you got a desire to know me. I'll come to you because you got a desire to know me. And Paul trying to let them know here that not by flesh, but by the Spirit of God. And if anybody can brag, you say, I can brag. Because, brother, I was somebody. And being somebody in the world, you are somebody because the world loves his own. But, buddy, but when he found Jesus, when he met the Lord, when he met the Lord, that's when everything changed. It was that wonderful change that came over him when he met the Lord. And my brothers and sisters, we ought to be thankful for the Holy Word. I said we ought to be thankful for the Holy Word. It is God's truth. It is God's truth. It is God's truth, not our truth. It is God's truth. Our own righteousness can't save us anyway. See, it is God's truth what saves us. And the Bible is our safeguard, both morally and theologically. It's our, it's doctrine, it's for us, our safeguard, and in moral life, it's for our safeguard. It's God's, it's director, it's leader. The Word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. You've got to have the Word of God. Everybody needs the Word to be guided. You can't guide yourself. That's what it's all about. The Bible. I don't know why God always let me bring something about the Bible. In these last days, we live in the Word of God. You got to have this to know where you're going. All these different books you read here, all these novels and things, you better pick up the Bible. Because folks out here not playing. The devil ain't never playing with nobody. The Bible says he come to steal, kill, and destroy. And when you don't know the Word of God, he know he got somebody ignorant about God's Word. He will lead you astray. I found this out since I've been a preacher pastor. I found this out. When somebody excited, they got a lot of zeal, they just got saved, they're searching in. I mean, they're searching for everything. They want to find everything. And the devil, boy, you talking about barbecue for the devil. You barbecue, you'll watch yourself. I mean that now. He come at you fast. He'll bring all kind of folks to you. He'll lead you here, lead you there, lead you there. And you're confused. You need to get up on a pastor who owns God's Word to lead you straight. Because the devil had you going everywhere. Because you got a lot of zeal. He wants you to get out there and go back where you come from. All he wants you to have a false belief. And you got to make sure, I tell anybody, if you go to a church, they ain't preaching Jesus, you better find you another church. You better find you another church. If they're not preaching Jesus, it's a false church. Any church without Jesus is false. So that's where we got the Word of God. It's our safeguard for us. And you need the Bible for doctrine. Get your Bible, man. Look at 2 Timothy 4 and 2 for me. You need the Bible. You need the Bible. 2 Timothy 4 and 2. Read it for me, brother.
Preach the word.
Preach the word.
Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke.
Listen.
Exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine.
And what? Doctrine. Word, doctrine. See, you know what it's for? It's corruption for all that stuff. But doctrine, we got doctrine here. We got the Word of God.
This your safeguard. Remember that. Stick with the word of God. Don't let nobody take the word of God from you. If you say, stick with it. I don't care what you hear. I don't care what folks doing. You better stick with the word of God. That same devil that was at Paul during them days, he's still alive right now. It ain't no different devil. It's the same devil. And he's got preachers like everybody else got preachers. Oh. And my brothers and sisters, Paul said that I may know him. I want to know Christ. If we are not careful, it's so easier to place more emphasis on religion effort than confident in the flesh. If you don't watch yourself and confident in Jesus Christ. See, you don't watch yourself, you'll put more emphasis on religion. We've got so many religious folks in Philly. We've got a lot of folks who love church work, but they don't love Jesus. They love religion work, but they don't care nothing about Jesus. The Pharisees will kill you for their religion, but they didn't care nothing about Jesus. So that same thing goes on right now. They don't care about Jesus. A lot of folks don't care about Jesus. They just love to be in the front. They just love to be seen. Religion is popular. Y'all already know that? That's the biggest business in the world. That's Satan's biggest business is religion. Because you know God designed folks to worship something or somebody, and they're going to find something to worship. So the devil used folks because they don't know no better. They worship everybody but God. And when you do that, he got you under his feet. Religion is the devil's biggest business, but folks don't even realize it. We put so much emphasis on religion, but not Jesus Christ. And you can't do it on your own effort to save your life. I don't care how young you are. I don't care what you think you know. I don't care how strong you are. You can't do it by yourself to save your life. Now look at Isaiah 40 for me. Look at Isaiah 40. And look at 30 through 31 verses.
Catalog number 0530-0530.
Isaiah 40. 30 through 31. Read it for me. At 40 chapter, 30 through 31.
Even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall.
Young men, God Almighty. Lead on.
But they that wait upon the Lord,
God Almighty,
shall renew their strength.
Yeah.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
Yeah.
They shall run and not be weary.
Oh, that
and they shall walk
and not faint.
And not faint.
Even the young man shall utterly fall. He can't make it by himself. Young men can't make it. Nobody can make it on their own. They got to have the law. And this is what Paul is trying to teach you. You can't do it on your own. It's got to be Jesus Christ. If you want to go to heaven to live with him. And I don't care how firm that you work in the church. How firm that you do things. That don't satisfy God until your value, your attitude is right. And that's the heart of loving Jesus. You've got to love Jesus. It's got to be through the love of Christ. See, I want you to be deceived. I want you to be deceived now that you can work your way to heaven through the church. You can't do it like that, see. Now you work off your saved. You work off your love Jesus Christ. I sing in the choir. I'm doing good because I know Jesus Christ. Because I'm doing it from my heart is in Jesus Christ. And don't put it on yourself. What's going on now, Reverend Walker? What's going on is us we want folks to see. It's not about us. It's about Christ. We want folks to see us rather than to see Christ. That being old John the Baptist said, I'm about to decrease. I'm about to get myself out of the way. And Jesus is going to increase in my life. See, as we grow in grace, we'll be getting rid of old self every day. And Jesus being seen every day. That's what happens to so many folks, that Jesus can't get no glory like you're doing. Because you want to be seen yourself. And that's full of churches right now. That's in churches everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. Because time you take them down from certain things they do. Because they want to be seen. No, it's not about that, y'all. You've got to get out of his way. On your own effort, you'll bust hell wide open. See, that's got
confident in yourself and not having confidence in Christ. You do it from the heart. You've got to love Jesus. When you fall in love with Jesus and everything be done, it be done out of what? Love. See, it's done out of love because you love Him. It's loving Jesus. If you love me, you'll keep my commandment. If you love me, you'll do what I said. If you love me, that'd be the two commandments. All the rest of them hang on these two. Loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then loving your neighbor as yourself. And the rest of them hang on these two. If you love Jesus, you're going to love your neighbor. If you love Jesus, you ain't going to steal from your neighbor. If you love Jesus, you ain't going to commit adultery. If you love Jesus, you ain't going to have false witness. See, if you love, it all comes what? Under love. And all our work that we do, it ought to be out of what? Love. Not for us to be seen, not to work our way to heaven. You can't do that. But out of love. And when you do it out of love, that's what God's going to judge us for, my brother and sister. He's going to judge us about our attitude, our motive, and our purpose. That's what he's going to judge us for. That's what he's going to judge us for. I done told you. When we go to heaven and stand before God, that's what he's going to judge you for. He's going to judge you out your motive, what you're doing for, out your purpose, and your attitude. That's right now. Go home and read 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. You'll find out. See, that's what he's going to be. You're going to be judged out of your motive, your heart. God's going to look at your heart. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? In church. Why are you just to be seen? That needs to be understood. Do it because you love Jesus. You may not sing like other folks. Don't worry about singing like other folks. Your voice may not be like nobody. But God looking at your heart. In the revival, I heard a lady. She got a testimony. Said, I was in the back. I heard her when she said. She said, I'm getting up. I'm not getting up. I don't have a pretty voice. I don't have a pretty song, but I'm getting up there thanking Jesus. I said, baby, that's what it's all about. Ain't nothing pretty to God but in the heart. Oh, that's all what's pretty to God. If the heart ain't right, it still ain't pretty. God look at our hearts. Remember that God look at our heart, and that's how he's going to judge us. Because a lot of folks come to church and do a lot of things for the wrong reason and the wrong motive. The attitude ain't right. And you will not get your reward first. You go to heaven, but you ain't getting a reward for all that. That means God said, if you love me, you'll do what I say. So when we come to work, we work out the spirit because we love Jesus. And Paul said, not of your own effort, because you ain't going to make it by yourself. You need me. I want to know him that I may know him. He's somebody to know. When you once get to know him, it won't be the same no more. I'm talking about really get to know him. He won't be the same. You won't be the same no more. Folk will see a new light in you. That means if you mean business with God. See, you can't meet God and do the same thing all the time. You better listen to that now. When you meet him, Paul was a fighter. But look what happened. God changed his heart. God changed his nature. When Jesus come into the heart, he changed the nature. And that's what happened. He wasn't what he used to be. So the same thing about us. That same Holy Ghost is going to be in us. That same God is going to be in us. So it ought to be year after year, year after year, year after year, doing the same old thing. See, and that's what it's all about, brothers and sisters, is to know him, is to get to know him. Next Sunday, we're going to see what Paul gave up, just to know him. That's very important. We kind of hold on to everything and put Jesus secondary. Paul said, I'm going to give up some. If I want to know him, I'm going to give up some things. Things that I know value to me on this earth. But I'm got to give them up to know him more and more of my life. But we don't do that now. No, everything comes before God. So God can show us a lot of things because we will not sacrifice to learn more about him. Hallelujah. But Paul gave up everything Boy, he gave up everything that he thought was valuable to him. When he found out it wasn't nothing, when you compare them together with Jesus, I'd rather have Jesus than to have silver and gold. Let us all stand. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus is the best thing that happened to me. And my brothers and sisters,